Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Doug Bourgeois, Director of the National Business Center within the Department of the Interior. Also joining us on our conversation is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. Doug, the embassy operates in a changing and increasingly competitive environment, and your competition includes both the government and the private sector organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about what sets MBC apart from its competitors and perhaps what some of your priorities are for this fiscal year?
Love to. First, the NBC takes our mission responsibilities very seriously. I mean, we are constantly pursuing the delivery of high-quality products and services that meet the needs of our customers in the most economical, you know, manner possible. Now, that said, there are a few things that set us apart from our competitors. We have a private sector-like dedication to customer service, which is not traditional in the federal government. But also the breadth of services presents a unique outsourcing opportunity. We have some of our clients that are generally smaller in nature now, but I can see this as a tremendous opportunity for the future, that come to us and basically say, I want everything. I want to focus my organization on our core mission, and I want to outsource to you financial management, HR, and all, you know, contracting, all administrative services. And so we have exactly the ability to provide now to deliver the entire back office service area for our clients. In addition, we have proven solutions that have withstood the test and scrutiny of time and competition. And so our solutions are proven and they are effective. And we have a highly effective and efficient private sector partnership model that we have deployed to ensure we are meeting those two objectives of the most efficient and the most effective services possible. And we've demonstrated the ability to deliver value for our customers. In payroll in the fiscal year that just finished, 06, we lowered unit cost and payroll 6.5% that year. Productivity, using the payroll example and taking it further, in the last 15 years or so, payroll costs adjusted for inflation declined by 30%, while functionality in our payroll systems and services increased by 80%. Services in payroll, we successfully met all 17 service level agreement commitments in payroll in that fiscal year that just completed. And flexibility. While still leveraging common solutions and core infrastructure, we do implement unique requirements for our customers and therefore are able to balance their need to support things that are actually unique to their organization but also deliver on the value of economies of scale. We need to achieve a one NBC culture, as I mentioned, and we need to integrate into one integrated service offering in one culture. And so that's a major initiative for us. Second is to become customer-centric, where the customer is the core of everything that we do in terms of, you know, migrating to the enterprise customer support environment and the SLAs that I mentioned previously. Expanding our HR services is a major priority for us this year. We are supporting and completing the delivery of HSPD 12 services with the recent government mandate, as well as implementing core infrastructure for integrated, secure onboarding and offboarding of staff that's going to build on the HSPD 12 service over time. And then finally, as a major priority, improving the capabilities of our management team using some of the tools and techniques that I learned while at FedEx, pilot a competency-based certification program, and demonstrating progress on our employee survey where we develop senior management action plans within each line of business. So all of those things coming together are main priorities, I think, for the coming year.
Doug, you've talked a lot about the customer-centric approach that NBC takes. Can you tell us a little bit about your Customer Executive Advisory Board and how that fits in with your customer-centric approach?
I can. The Customer Executive Advisory Board was an innovation that we implemented about 6 or 7 months ago. We're looking at how we coordinate and communicate with our customers in the delivery of the services that we offer, because it's a very operational environment. There's a lot of day-to-day changes that occur. And so we've built a comprehensive approach to establishing and maintaining that coordination with our customers. And the Customer Executive Advisory Board is the strategic level. It's the senior executive from our customer groups that we bring into this group. but it addresses the strategic direction and priorities of each of our customers, looks for commonalities, and then applies them to our priorities so that we're staying in tune with the strategic needs of our customers and we don't lose touch with that. And it also is getting more and more involved in setting kind of collaborative spending levels and priorities, as I mentioned.
Doug, many organizations have recognized a need to move towards integrating its business infrastructure by establishing a flexible and agile environment. Can you describe to us how is the MBC building an adaptive and flexible service delivery infrastructure, and what's the role of service-oriented architecture, or SOA, in making this happen?
One of our major objectives is to integrate our overall service offering and to be an integrated organization and deliver those services to our customers in an integrated fashion. So we're in the process of building a flexible and agile service delivery infrastructure through the SOA. So we're in the process of modernizing our IT infrastructure and our business processes to make them SOA enabled. For example, I referred to an HSPD-12 initiative. In the area of HSPD-12, which is about user identification and authentication and credentials in terms of the identity and the management of that identity for each individual, it allows us to use our payroll systems, for example, to identify and enter changes in the status of an individual. And through the SOA, it will trigger notification to multiple other systems that need to know about that automatically so that we can disable their access to certain physical locations, or we can do other things. We have the ability to use an SOA to seamlessly and automatically trigger downstream processes, including the classified background investigation if that needs to be kicked off as well. And so we're better able to traverse the more functional silos in an automated fashion through our SOA. So it's a major way that we're pursuing the overall integration of our business lines.
Great. What does the future hold for the National Business Center? We will ask Doug Bourgeois, Director of the National Business Center within the Department of Interior, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.